Good morning. This is Rusty Brand again with the Oakland Church of Christ, and we hope that your day is off to a very good start. We are appreciative to you for listening to our radio program, whether you listen to us on a regular basis or when you can, or if you're listening maybe even for the first time today. You know, this week we've kind of had some miscellaneous topics, I guess. No particular theme that we followed each time, but we started off the week with talking about the idea of contentment and tying that sort of into the holiday that just passed in terms of Thanksgiving. But talked about how we need to learn to be content. And then on Tuesday, we talked some about the words of Jesus in John 16, where he told us to be of good cheer and how important it is for us to do that and the encouragement that we can find in it. And then we talked on Wednesday about the importance of hope. What a beautiful thing hope is to a Christian. And then yesterday we talked about the things that we need to do on an everyday basis and how important that is to our training, quote unquote, if you will, as a Christian, but really as our growth, to know that every day we have responsibilities. And today I want to talk to you about the importance of our words. You know, our words matter. Surely you have heard the saying before that says, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words may never harm me. And while that may be a rather cute saying that we teach our children to help them learn to ignore hurtful things that could be said to them, the fact of the matter is it's really not a true statement, is it? The truth is that words hurt. Sometimes words hurt badly, and sometimes that hurt continues for a long time. And so because of that, we need to understand very clearly that our words matter. What we say, how we say it, all those things are very important. So I want to read to you from Matthew chapter 12, beginning in verse 33, and just read a couple of verses here where Jesus says, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth good things. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure, brings forth evil things. But I say to you that every idle word men speak, they will give an account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. So when you hear that, especially those last two verses, it's really sort of eye-opening. If you're not maybe aware that Jesus said that so plainly and so clearly to us, is that your words will be part of what judges you in the final day. My words will be part of what judges me in the final day. They will either justify us or they will condemn us. So my friends, we need to choose them carefully and choose them wisely. Proverbs 16 and verse 24 says, pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. And isn't that so very true? Haven't you known people in your life who just seemed to always know the right words to say? They always had encouraging words to say, and you would just kind of leave them or maybe hang up the phone from them just feeling better. There when it says sweetness to the soul and health to the bones, it's almost like they just made you feel better all the way around by the encouragement that they provided. And certainly you've probably had the other where someone has just torn you down with words that they said, whether about you or perhaps about other situations. And so you can kind of see the variation and the difference between those. One other verse, and that is Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 19 says, in the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he who restrains his lips is wise. Sometimes restraining our lips, or in other words, keeping our mouth shut, is the wisest thing we can do. The first part of that verse says, in the multitudes of words, sin is not lacking. Certainly we understand what a difficult thing it can be to tame our tongues. James talks about that in that book of the Bible. But certainly if we're not careful, we can be sinful in the words that we say, and we certainly don't want that. So we want to remind you of how important your words are today. Remind you of the opportunity that we have with our mouth to encourage others with the words that we say, to encourage them, to spread good cheer, to spread the gospel. And we want to encourage you to do that. We hope that this week has been encouraging to you. We hope that you have had a good week. You have a good day today. May God bless you.